Ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Amen. Today's Gospel of Luke is about the power of prayer. Prayer isn't just a request. It isn't just a meager, mild form of asking. It is a powerful form of communication between you and your God. Today's passage points out that you are children. Talking with and asking your heavenly mother, your heavenly father, your eternal God for help, for advice, seeking a listening ear through various parts of your life, not just one part. God is your eternal parent, not some faraway God living in the cosmos. Jesus is specifically pointing out that he, she, they will listen to you as you would listen to your own children. Most parents know what it is like to fall in love with their child, to look upon their child and feel unconditional, unbreakable, self-sacrificing kind of love. There is nothing you won't do to give your child the best and help them to make the right decisions. Sometimes your children will ask things of you that aren't good for them, and we as parents have to say no. And it is painful to say no, but we know what is best for their lives, even if they cannot understand the reason for it. Sometimes we say yes to their requests, welcoming more opportunity for growth and to be happy. Ultimately, we know that our children's happiness isn't about saying yes to them all the time. It is a balance of no and yes, and teaching them balance in life. For happiness isn't about what feels good in the moment. It is about evolution and growth, so that you may reach your best self. Jesus says, ask, and it will be given you. Everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. What will be given isn't always what we expect. What we receive isn't always what we thought we wanted. What we find in our search can be a powerful surprise, one that is a new discovery for our soul. Prayer is transformative for yourself and for your world. It is a holy conversation, which isn't always about asking, but is also about reflecting with God about your journey in life. As a hospital chaplain, I have seen prayer as transformative for patients, and also at times difficult. Many patients have had prayers answered in the ways they hope for. And many prayers have also not been answered the way they hope for. I have come across real anger for God when what they have asked for hasn't come into being. One day I had the honor of meeting a patient whose chronic medical issues left her unable to walk independently. Gemma was in constant fatigue. She had gone through the mental exhaustion of asking all the whys. Why, God, did you give me this illness? Why, God, can't you allow me to walk? Why, God, do I have to physically suffer? Why, God, can't you cure me? Over the years, Gemma went through emotional ups and downs with God. She never stopped talking with God, asking God, arguing with God, over every emotion she felt, over every situation she had been through. Gemma shared at one point she questioned whether God even existed. Then one year, her suffering grew tenfold. She discovered her daughter was in an abusive relationship and had turned to drugs to relieve her emotional pain. Gemma was in the most agony she had in her whole life. She sobbed and sobbed over her daughter and asked me to pray with her. She wanted me to ask Jesus to rescue her daughter from a life of drugs and abuse. As I prayed with her, I felt Gemma give her whole heart into Jesus' hands. The second time I visited her, a year later, when she had returned to the hospital for the same chronic issues, a visible shift in her very appearance had happened. She looked like a great weight had been removed from her shoulders. Gemma shared, she told Jesus that no other prayer mattered more than the prayer for her daughter. She kept knocking on his door and being constant in her petitions to him. Gemma knew her daughter had her own free will and couldn't force her to make the right choices. But she asked God to send help, to turn her daughter's life around. She asked God to send her daughter the right people and offer opportunities to help her see the truth. Her prayer was answered in all the ways she hoped for. Her daughter left the abusive relationship and began recovery from her addictions. Eventually, her daughter began to go to school, I believe, and regained some sense of purpose. Gemma shared various people who came to her daughter's aid. I imagine the teachers involved in her daughter's life, the neighbor who might have driven her daughter to rehab, and so many other humans who were involved in the transformation of her daughter's life. Gemma shared, she didn't question God's existence after that, even though she still lives with her medical problems. She shared, she accepts that she won't get all the answers she wants, but she recognizes the value of her life is based on the love of her life, which is her child. Gemma has shared that the sweetness of her life was about taking every opportunity to be with those whom she loves and to be present with them in every way, no matter what state she may be in. For me, when I heard her full story, I felt God had been with her all along. For Gemma continued to receive the right medical support and the right medical team to help her. She continues to have real life love, real love in her life to face the challenges. I saw God all over her life, helping her in different ways. I do wish Jesus would help her to walk again and regain some independence. I also don't know how much she helps herself. Is she taking all her medication and listening to the doctor's advice? And if she is, what else can she do? Maybe her need to walk isn't as important as how she needs to love. Love for herself and love for others. I also felt in her story that God asked all of us to help answer her prayers, that all those who helped her and her daughter helped her to find what she truly needed. Even I, who played a small part in her life, prayed with her, reflected with her. I walked with her for a little bit in her journey in life, hearing what is upon her heart. When we pray for each other, when we aid others in action, when we listen to others' pain and suffering, when we walk with the strangers in distress, allowing them to lean on us a little bit, we are all joining in the prayer circle. Hearing God's call for us to truly live in this world with God, to bring transformation and love to everyone. We help answer the prayers. God wants us to seek each other, find each other in the challenges of the world. Ask, and it will be given you, Jesus says. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. My prayer for each of you is that we may walk with God in helping open doors for one another. Let us pray now together, taking a moment to quiet our minds and our bodies and invite the Lord into our hearts. Lord Jesus Christ, lead us to love. Help us to pray with open hearts for ourselves and for each other. Guide us in action to open doors for all of us and allow for transformation in all our lives. Though we may not always understand, we ask you to help us continue to trust in your unconditional love for us. Amen.